USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first person in the West to be vaccinated against the coronavirus received her vaccine Tuesday in the United Kingdom. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan received the Pfizer and BioNTech shot after the vaccine received approval from British health officials last week. So when will the U.S. see the first of its citizens receive the vaccine? The head of Operation Warp Speed believes we are just days away. Dr. Mansa Slawi laid out the timeline to Fox News.
In the U.S., that same vaccine will be reviewed by the FDA on Thursday, and the FDA may approve that vaccine either Friday or Saturday. Within 24 hours, we will be shipping the vaccine, and within maybe 12 hours from arriving into the immunization sites, the first subjects may be immunized, which could happen on Sunday or maybe more likely on the Monday.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Negotiations continue over a coronavirus relief package, with the major sticking points being a liability waiver for COVID lawsuits, favored by Republicans, and funding for state and local governments, favored by Democrats. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that lawmakers shouldn't let these hang-ups keep them from passing a bill. The Kentucky Republican says that the country needs a relief package, and that Congress should focus on passing a bill that contains those things that both sides can agree on.
It remains my view that we ought to pass what we can agree on, and I think that's a pretty broad area that includes PPP, vaccine delivery, additional assistance to health care providers, and a variety of other things that are not controversial.
The White House offered a new $916 billion proposal Tuesday afternoon. Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin says the administration's offer contains both funding for local governments and liability protection for businesses and schools. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President-elect Joe Biden's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services is already receiving Republican pushback. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra is being asked to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services in a Joe Biden administration. The pick has many people scratching their heads, as Becerra has no health care experience. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is no fan of the pick as well.
Let's just go through the problems with this nomination. So first, he supports Medicare for all. Second, he's a true radical on abortion. Third, look at what's happened in California during this pandemic. He has been on the forefront of locking down that entire state. Javier Becerra will be Joe Biden's nationwide lockdown enforcer.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
And the third set of rankings for the college football playoff was released Tuesday, with the same six teams on top. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Florida remained ranked 1 through 6, respectively. Iowa State moved up to 7th, keeping the Big 12's hopes alive to place a team in the championship playoff. Undefeated Cincinnati dropped to number 8. Georgia and Miami rounded out the top 10. Coastal Carolina jumped to number 13 after beating BYU to remain undefeated. The Cougars fell 5 spots to 18th. And Louisiana, who started their season with an upset win over Iowa State, jumped 6 spots to number 19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.